see George Maynard.
He's one that understands why you can't set a deadline.
Oh, he said he'd never. I said to him, there are other people who would want him to a deadline. He said we'd never forgive him. You know, that would rest our spirit. He called Rockefeller.
Did you tell him about Rockefeller?
Yeah. I was pretty pleased with that. Well, he's back to good, doesn't make that big a difference. As long as you've got a plan, you don't care where you're at. As long as you know what you're doing.
I called him.
I told him I didn't give him the figure because I don't know.
No.
If he's last, but,
he might be.
But anyway, I'll have that. Frankly, Happy was with him.
I know he was.
I was sure he was with him, but he's flying down to Morgan to visit her today.
He
said he was completely with you. He said, for whatever it was worth. Actually, he called me. If I can't get drunk, he called me to apologize for the interview. So he said he talked to a girl, Bridget, up there. The only two people up there were convinced you're going to make it. Nothing really happened. Sorry.
It may be that he's getting stuck in the staff and he's pushing him one way or another. Well, of course, he's going to do his own possibilities and so forth.
And my duty,
Kevin, that's left hand in the
right. In any sense, I was just going to say that. He left before the television time, 3 minutes, and then I said, I will propose to everything. He had run. In every that I now want to tell you. The fact that the great man was that maybe we lose some of the deliverance with that because he keeps that on us. But he and I could be good. Frankly, I just thought that I was going to tell him. I may call him that he wants to have national opportunity to test the way he
is.
He's got one thing missing. He's got everything else. Except such a final and the job now. He could no more sit here alone. And this crisis, if he had to go through this, he would have 20 flushes in a hand in four. And I said, see, going out of their mind, trimming. He's a patriot. Go out.
I'm about to say that.
Amazing. sergeant who had killed him sitting in a movie theater before then, by a bar. It's good and late.
There is a dot band movie theater.
That's right. It's
right.
Perfectly set.
Okay. Don't you think so?
Right. Combat, hell, they were in combat. That is one I think you could stand up on.
Yeah, well, that was an act of terrorism.
You're sitting in a goddamn movie theater. I just felt I had to tell you today.
What do you think?
I said.
Sitting in theater. Right. You think it's any question about it? Take the whole stuff out of there. No, it's such a strong mind.
On page 3.
One of them. Given your ground background, you should say how much we've made a facility when they know we've made a thorough check here. The only two American deaths were two that were killed in a movie theater.
Are they going to find it? They find it. If they find it, we think, God damn, we know they're going to count out there. It's like saying no American that we killed in combat in Japan.
That's right.
And then two kids run over by a car.
That's right. Bombs or something. Yeah. We don't even know what kind of bomb it was.
Well, there was no combat going on before.
No, there was no war. No war.
So, no, that's our play. And Americans were doing no combat.
There was no combat. Jim was still in charge.
Oh, yeah. Jim was in charge.
Go ahead. 31,000.
Got that. June 69. Yeah, announced the withdrawal on 20th September. It was 40,000.
So it was 35.
Well,
all right, September 40,000.
Okay, but that will come out even if you say 30,000.
All right, you would. 40,000. It doesn't make any difference. 40,000. December 50. That's correct. 150.
Yeah, that's right. On page 7. This thing, I think it's in UA. Major listing, the total number of American troops withdrawn from South Vietnam.
375.
Yeah, but if you say from Southeast Asia, of course you could say in South Vietnam.
Right. Withdrawn more.
Right. Right. But that's different.
And then we're going to say, as you can see, that
people bring it over on American.
In terms of
that, we have two charts, but you'll have to take a look at it before.
Yeah. You can show them. You can talk. You can go ahead. At that point, they show chart number 2. That round balance speech chart number 2 is shown. The first time, they show chart number 1. Okay. Is this correct? Our very use of our prisoners is negotiating pawns. You know, she had a typo the other night. It's peons.
That's
negotiating pawns. And the giants are doing that. So you know, Larry will probably touch Irish terms about, you know, he throws in the sponge even before you go in there, you know. But he does that all the time. That's the way he is. He's always saying, crying wolf.
Larry is covering. But what he does, in the words, he's saying, all right, that's the very words. On this one, he's playing for fun. On this one, he wants to be the guy who had it on me, not just say how he did it. This is very close to this. It's
not all of it. Commentators, professionals, and positives think they win. Not good as negotiations for a winner. Maybe you've got to build up negotiation. Hey, Darrell, I think Henry, the difficulty with our position is this. Everybody knows there will come a time when there ain't nothing more to negotiate. When you're down in January of next year when the Husband negotiates on a 10 prison, so that's what it is. That's why the deadline guy, that's their argument.
Yeah, but those guys, Mr. President, what I find so revolting is that years ago, these guys were making a bad decision, sitting out on the ground that this would lead to successful negotiations. Now they say, because there won't be any negotiations, you've got to fuck out. years ago, you were against negotiations, you were wrong. Now, if you're for negotiations, you're wrong.
No. I know, I'm just saying, we're
I have to say, in defense of Lex,
they're whining about everything.
He may be discouraged, but he's had his talks with the Congressman. The author has opened his mouth and loud.
He's not
even talking about cities. The author has had his time to say, out of my
That's right. You're right about that. And Laird's had to go out and try to make a sale, and it's a goddamn tough sale to make. Hell. sense until by the end of the year. Rigor and all, so forth, and reflecting the content of course, and so on. I want to announce that now. Anybody that wants to do more later, go to the channel. It has one American social control. After the bringing comes back, now the body comes to the end, no later than next Monday, I think it's going to be after the bringing comes back. And then we have to make it the master position, where it goes all out of the world. And I'll say it off, then we can just keep kidding from the public at this point. Except all the proposal, I just thought the dancers be the best to
make salt proposal, and also proposal for all.
Actually, that latter sequencing, because it will work better sequencing. It doesn't have to use too much other side, you don't want to catch that. But, what we could do, as soon as the body computer goes there, is possible. We get an accidental border treatment in Geneva. And then, 2 days head by, but if the salt headedness is in agreement, that's 2 weeks, then if we get the salt set down, summit announced sometime in the second half of May. You'll be dominating the news from then until September. Then you'll get re-elected in October. So, and we have another treatment option. Then we have, by that time though, we may even have to be in number of them. But even if we don't, with the summit under our calendar, it will quiet things down for a while. Isn't it possible that by early June, you're again going to look damp with the bones coming to everyone who harassed you from the stand there to beg on their bills? This time we shouldn't let them get out so easily. And then those who attacked you, and the ones who failed to support you, that's the tactic of the thing. You want to do with that, but they want to
one of the bills coming. Oh, we're going to act as the thing is, we're going to act cool. I didn't tell you.
That board, we created that board in order to keep an eye on the arms control agency. In fact, it turned itself into the left wing of the arms control agency. It existed by statute, but we gave it somewhat increased power because we thought McCloy, so that you didn't have to fill the irresponsible proposals, we thought that McCloy would do it. No, he's been on the contrary. He's been pushing far out ideas to the arms control agency was put. Another next what the organ is to be used by 2 years. You'll make a statement tomorrow. I said it would be too good at all.
It's got to be much of a right one, there's
one, only left worker that I have any confidence in the
group. It's a decent, honorable, old establishment type. He would not do anything that was wrong to be left.
Connolly
is a goddamn good right winger. He's been a hell of an asset. He's shaking this whole cabinet up as a result. They're all running around trying to be a little bit better because Connolly's standing up.
Well, it is so refreshing to hear a cabinet member go out and praise the segment instead of promoting himself. So many of these cabinets go out really to deal with the tough decisions and make themselves look good on from this evening we're talking about. I really have thought that the fact that they never called to say, you know what you're going through, they don't even have to support you. Well, if the New York writer from McCloy or David Rockefeller, if somebody would call you and say, I'm praying for you, they don't even have to say that.
Well, remember, actually, the report number 3rd.
Yeah.
He doesn't know because he shouldn't, basically. He's been disappointed. He can't hold you in the chair. That's true. But actually, he's still with us on this sort of thing. Sure he did. None of them did.
the old time. And I should have a sense of what I'm going to say.
Larry said, there and get portico on your life, it's just not doing any good.
Well, and to tell you about revenue sharing, for God's sake, there's a lot there you don't need today is an additional burden on your mind. And at this stage, the best thing for the country is to have you confident. I mean, you are anyway, you're serene, but
he doesn't know that I'm confident.
It's not his job is to be easier than you to be sure of those nuts.
You know the job you can't do. Oh, man, there's trouble with our staff. Well, they don't really matter. Oh, well, you know. Maybe about this problem may not come so much on, but I'm just saying, this game, the 3 months, go up to the end. Well, my mother has a problem. This will do So we add the end of conduct, then they're gonna ask what next. Let's say that, mind you, if we throw that about 3 months from now, 2 months from now.
So that's the end of your own decision.
The period of the strike. Middle June is bad. In the meantime, we could just confuse them by having some accident on arms control. That was their control.
About the accidental, we'll be can pick up next week if you want.
Well, let's take it up next week. I think we would want that.